Alim's not the only one to make a special trip to Bethlehem this week. The World's Middle East correspondent, Quil Lawrence, paid a visit there to try to clear up some questions.
It's another blustery December in Manger Square, Bethlehem, and scores of tourists shuffle through the low doorway into the Church of the Nativity. It's called the Door of Humility because visitors are forced to bow their heads to enter. Inside the 6th century basilica, groups of French, Italian, and Russian tourists are led to the main attraction. Down the steps, beside the altar, is a candle-lit cave where Jesus is said to have been born. A local guide explains it to a group of American tourists.
So the silver star here marked the birthplace of Jesus. And as you see, it's with 14 angles. 14 because it represents that Jesus came from 14 generations, according to Matthew chapter 1. From Abraham, David, David, Jesus. Also, it represents the 14 stations of the cross. So this is the birthplace. After he was born here, his mother wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger.
The guide goes on to say that Bethlehem was the original home of Mary's husband, Joseph, who came from the Jewish lineage of King David. He says Joseph had to return home to Bethlehem from Nazareth to be counted in a Roman census.
Because Joseph is from the line of David. So he returned back to be registered here. At that time, Mary was pregnant, and that's why Jesus was born here.
For Christians, the birth in Bethlehem was no accident. It fulfilled a Jewish prophecy about the Messiah. The problem is not everyone agrees that Joseph would have taken his pregnant wife, Mary, on a long journey by donkey from way up in Galilee across the steep hills of Judea. And some work by Avraham Oshri of Israel's Antiquities Authority seems to add to the debate. For more than 15 years, the archaeologist has been digging in a different town called Bethlehem, the Bethlehem in Galilee, only 7 miles from Nazareth.
What I've been excavating here is salvage excavations. One person from the Antiquity Authority, former monk, came to visit in the excavation, and he whispered that he believes that Jesus was born here. And that starts the fire in me.
Oshri clears off the brush from what he says is an ancient city wall that fits the description of fortifications made around Bethlehem by the Emperor Justinian in the 6th century. In his other excavations, Oshri found an inn, a monastery, and a huge church built with a cave under the altar. The massive mosaic from the church floor is on display in the arrivals hall at Tel Aviv Airport. But not surprisingly, Oshri's research is controversial and, to some Christians, blasphemous. Oshri says the Israel Antiquities Authority has little interest in upsetting centuries of Christian tradition. Funding for his excavation of Bethlehem of Galilee ran out, and Oshri has moved on to other projects. Still, he's keen to get back to it.
This is a life mission for me. I'm really eager to expose the church again and to uncover the cave underneath, which at the time when I've been excavating here, I didn't pay any attention to the connection between the both church and the cave.
For now, the site is covered up, and there's an Israeli town built right on top of the buried church. Scholars have speculated for centuries about contradictions in the Gospels' accounts around Jesus' birthplace. And plenty of traditions have mixed in as well, says Jerome Murphy O'Connor of Jerusalem's École Biblique.
The Palestinian veneration in Bethlehem has always focused on a cave. Now, no cave is mentioned in the Gospels.
O'Connor accepts that there may well be a church with a cave in Bethlehem of Galilee as a shrine to honor the Church of the Nativity in the other Bethlehem. But he doesn't buy the idea that Jesus' birthplace had to be fabricated to fit a prophecy. After all, he points out, the Jewish prophecy is of a warrior king Messiah who would kill his enemies and kick out the Romans, and Jesus didn't do that either. O'Connor would like to see more archaeology done in Bethlehem of Judea, but it's not the main point, he says.
No discovery made by an archaeologist contributes to faith. It might fill out your faith, but no archaeologist can prove a miracle. No archaeologist can prove that Jesus was the Messiah. No archaeologist can prove the virgin birth. You see, so archaeology fills out the background, if you wish, but has nothing to do with faith.
For now, it seems that the throngs of pilgrims will keep coming to Bethlehem of Judea in the West Bank, and the throngs of archaeologists across the Holy Land will keep digging. For The World, this is Quil Lawrence, Bethlehem, the West Bank.